New York City Mayor Eric Adams has changed his tune about the countless millions of illegal aliens who have invaded and continue to invade our country and his beloved city, which he not that long ago said were destroying the city. That's a direct quote. More heated rhetoric than any Republican has ever used to describe the situation. But with the election now less than 6 months away, he is changing his tune, because if he starts talking about what a problem they are, then it's going to reflect poorly on old Joe. Now he's glad that they're here and has a very unique idea about how they can contribute to our country, particularly this summer.
Those jobs that we are in high demand, we could expedite. How do we have a large body of people that are in our city and country that are excellent swimmers, and at the same time, we need lifeguards? And the only obstacle is that we won't give them the right to work to become a lifeguard.
So because they swam across the Rio Grande to break into our country, he thinks they're all the next Michael Phelps, and we should just hire them at the local pool. I'm not sure what is more offensive, that or what Kelly Osborne said back when Donald Trump was the president and started deporting millions of them.
If you kick every Latino out of this country, then who is going to be cleaning your toilet, Donald Trump? You know what I mean?
Yeah, we know what you're saying, but don't worry, because they've already had enough anchor babies who barely speak any English as it is and never assimilated into American culture. So Donald Trump's toilets will be just fine.
We have a brand.
Yes, you do.
New York has a brand.
Absolutely.
And when people see it, it means something.
Oh, we've seen the viral videos.
You know, when we go there, it's not... Kansas doesn't have a brand.
Oh, Kansas has a brand, all right. And it's certainly quite a bit different than random people getting punched in the face when they're walking down the streets. And speaking of the invasion, old Joe just had a very interesting Freudian slip when he referred to the perpetrators as Hispanic voters. And then tried to correct himself, but then still accidentally revealed the Democrat Party plan. The audio isn't that great, so you might have to listen pretty carefully.
It's a little bit like back in the 1840s when the Great Exodus from Ireland, because of the famine and the way Irish Catholics were treated. We said, no, we don't need any more of those folks. And there was a large influx. There's even a bigger influx now in terms of Hispanic voters, or Hispanic citizens.
Those who will become citizens if old Joe wins in November and the Democrats finally roll out their amnesty plan. Joe Biden tells Latino voters they're the reason he defeated Trump back in 2020 and says, I need you back. The mayor of Chicago, who, like Eric Adams in New York, once welcomed them into his sanctuary city, is now also having regrets.
This is unprecedented. Unprecedented. Never in the history of America where a local government has been asked to build a resettlement for migrants. But yet here we are.
Now, to be clear, he's not really upset that they're there. He's upset that the federal government isn't paying to take care of them, and instead the burden is falling on state and local governments. Things are going so bad for old Joe that even CNN is mysteriously fact-checking him.
So President Biden made a false claim about inflation in an interview with CNN last week, and he was roundly criticized for it, including by former President Trump. And then today he did another interview, this time with Yahoo Finance, where he made the same false claim again. Listen to those two claims.
No president's had the run we've had in terms of creating jobs and bringing down inflation. It was 9% when I came to office. 9%. I think inflation has gone slightly up. It was at 9% when I came in, and it's now down around 3%.
No.
So inflation was nowhere close to 9% when President Biden took office. In January 2021, it was 1.4%. So the president is making it sound like inflation today, which is 3.5%, is lower than when he took office. It's actually substantially higher.
And it's not 3.5% today. That is a fake number in order to try to make Joe look like he successfully brought it down Anybody who has been to the grocery store in the last couple of years, anybody who has wrote a rent check knows that this is fake news. And now, in order to attempt to help American manufacturers regarding the stiff competition they're now facing in the electronic vehicle market, from China building EVs down in Mexico and then shipping them in, old Joe just put a bunch of tariffs on Chinese imports, which is very interesting because back when he was running for president, he insulted President Trump for doing just that, saying Trump doesn't get the basics. He thinks his tariffs are being paid by China. Any freshman econ student could tell you that the American people are paying his tariffs. The cashiers at Target see what's going on. They know more about economics than Trump. Well, that was then, and this is now. I just imposed a series of tariffs on goods made in China. 25% on steel and aluminum, 50% on semiconductors, 100% on EVs, and 50% on solar panels. China is determined to dominate these industries. I'm determined to ensure America leads the world in them. Which resulted in this parody Joe Biden account responding, "That's right, folks, Trump doesn't get the basics about tariffs, which is why I am now going to impose the same tariffs, but call them Biden tariffs, after I reversed the Trump tariffs, in hopes that everyone is too confused to realize that they are the same tariffs I said I opposed." Meanwhile, the liberal media continues to hemorrhage viewers because even their own idiotic audience can't stand their nonstop coverage about the Donald Trump Sloppy Daniels trial. And since there are no cameras or audio streams available in the courtroom, there really aren't any visuals that they can use to try to captivate the audience's attention, like previous high-profile cases. And so the Clown News Network has literally resorted to doing dramatic reads of the court transcript. Here's the guy playing Michael Cohen, and this woman is playing the prosecutor.
Was this also a serious matter at that time?
A very serious matter.
Did you tell him what you had heard from Dylan Howard and Keith Davidson?
Yes.
And what was his reaction?
Well, I can tell you what the average American's reaction is to this kind of coverage. That is to change the channel. Here's old Joe's caretaker, Karine Jean-Pierre, who accidentally tried not to comment on the case while commenting on the case.
Was it appropriate for Speaker Johnson to show up at the trial of the former president today?
So look, I can't speak to, don't want to comment, obviously, as this is related to 2024 elections, and I can't speak to the speaker's schedule. That is something for him to decide on.
Oh, it's related to the 2024 election, all right, because everybody knows if Donald Trump decided not to run for re-election, he never would have been indicted a single time. And now Democrat Congressman Dan Goldman accidentally revealed that he has been helping Michael Cohen get prepared for his testimony when he took the stand earlier this week for several days.
And I have deposed Michael Cohen. I have met with him a number of times to prepare him.
Why is a member of Congress working directly with the key witness in the trumped up, no pun intended, criminal case against Donald Trump? And Aaron Rodgers just sat down in studio with Tucker Carlson yesterday and made some very interesting revelations about some very interesting, how shall I say, organizations that you're not supposed to talk about. One of them I did an in-depth report on, but that video got dumbed down the memory hole on YouTube for reasons you're not supposed to talk about. So I will post a brief clip of what Aaron said on my Locals page, along with some commentary about what he is really alluding to, because if I said it here on YouTube, it would be a massive, massive problem. You can follow me on Locals for free by going to markdice.locals.com. But then to become a premium member, it's $5 a month to see the members-only posts. So you can still follow me over there, or you can sponsor my channel for $5 a month by clicking the link in the description below and checking it out.